Sunday the 26th of November 2017, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Rivers of Love. Sermon title, River of Life. Bible reading, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 7. Talk by Reverend Kika Nduku.
The reading today is taken from Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to 7, the river of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more light. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Behold, I am coming now. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. This is the word of the Lord."
Good morning. Let us pray. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. According to our church calendar, today is the last Sunday before Advent, Christ the King, as others may have their theme. But in our church today, our theme today is River of Life. In Psalm 46 verse 4, it says, "There is a river whose stream might glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High." In the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 24, "Water is compared with justice, but let the justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like overflowing stream." Last Sunday, in John chapter 4, verse 14, we heard about Jesus having a conversation with a woman at the well, how he can give her living water. He said to her, "Those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Then we'll turn to the use of water in the book of Revelation. A lot of times people are afraid of the book of Revelation. It is not to be feared. It is a book that meant to give us hope. It is a book that uses beautiful poetry to point us to the belief that is at the end. God will be victorious. God will win. Justice will win. So in chapter 22, where we read today, it once again has some beautiful imagery for us. It speaks of the river of water, of life that flows. It is bright as crystal. It is pure and clean. We remember that there was a river in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. It was lost. What was lost in Eden is now regained by the Lamb of God. Now there is a river again. Ocean was not mentioned during the Israelites' journey. To the Israelites, the ocean was a fearful place. The Israelites were not sea people. It was a sign of chaos. So the chaotic ocean is not there. Rather, the peaceful river. The source of the river is the throne of God and the Lamb of God. It represents the Holy Spirit. It comes from the throne of God. On the other side of the river are trees that produce fruits. The leaves from the tree gives healing to the nation. Isn't that powerful? The servant of God are able to see God face to face. They are in the very presence of God. There is no more crying or tears or death or pain. This description is very similar to the one in Ezekiel chapter 47. In Ezekiel, it speaks of the river flowing from the temple of God. The river is so full that people must swim in. People are immersed with the Spirit of God. The difference between Ezekiel and Revelation is that Revelation does not mention the temple of God. But the river flows from the very throne of God. There is no need for a temple. For all creation will be a temple, will be a sanctuary. All of creation will worship and adore the Lord. In Isaiah 11 verse 6 speaks of the wolf lying down with the lamb. The psalm says that the tree of the field shall clap their hands. Jesus says that if the people do not cry out praise, the very stone will cry out in praise of God. All of creation points to the glory of God. The stars adore Jesus at his birth. The earth shakes when he dies. The sun loses its light. Creation is crying out. When the sun rises again, he rises. All of creation is pointing to salvation. Isn't it amazing that God takes common thing like water and bread and makes something good out of them through the sacraments of baptism and the Holy Communion? Every day, God uses common things to attest to salvation. So what does all this mean for us today? I believe Revelation is teaching us that we can experience water of salvation today. We don't have to wait until we die. But we can taste of the waters today. When we place our trust in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, for us, we can experience the healing power of the river of life today. The water John called the river of life is different from the water the woman was drawing from the well. If we are allowed to dive into this kind of water, this woman is drawing from the well. I am sure we would die in a second. But if we dive into that water Jesus is talking about, we will be saved. And we will have eternal life. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 and 29 it says, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He asks us to take his yoke upon us and learn from him. For he is gentle and humble in heart, and we'll find rest in our souls. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Our bad attitude has separated us from getting into the river of life. Our bad attitude is like a car without a tire or a car with flat tire. Until we change that, we go nowhere. Change your attitude of unforgiving hearts. Attitude not having faith in God. Attitude of pushing people away from you. Allow yourself to be redirected by the Holy Spirit. If this is not done, we cannot be led to the river of life. The Holy Spirit can lead us if we are cannot lead us if we are rebellious against Him. We have to get rid of all those things in our hearts that makes us rebellious and resistant to the Holy Spirit. Then we can consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Psalm 25 verse 1, in different Bible versions, it says, "Unto you, O Lord, do I bring my life." The NIV and King James says, "Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." The meaning is the same. We are to consecrate our lives to God. Consecration is a complete voluntary surrender to the Lord. In our prayer of consecration, you are saying, "Here I am, Lord. I give myself totally to you. Not just my money. Not just 1 hour on Sunday service. Not just a portion of a day. But myself. I give myself. I bring my entire life to you, and I lay it onto your altar." This we have done many times in this church. But the question lies on how we make a way for the river of life flowing through our hearts or our beings. That is what it means when we say, "Unto you, O Lord, do I bring my life. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." It means also to give our life to God. You have to empty all your hands to receive the river of life. And when you do, your life will never be the same. "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal." I am thinking here that the meaning of crystal is clear and transparent. Something you can see through without any struggle. This river of life is clear and clean and cleansing. It cleans us from all unrighteousness. This water is pure. It is not contaminated and will never be. Jesus is calling us today to come to that river of life and have life abundantly. Don't be rebellious to the Holy Spirit. Open up your heart and mind to receive Him. We need to move now to Christ. You cannot drive a car with your hand and leg on the handbrake and the brake. Take off all those things in your hearts that makes you not to move, that makes you not to come to God. Today, being the last Sunday before Advent, what are your expectations? Advent is getting ready for Christ the King. If a special visitor desired to visit you, how do you get ready for him? Would you keep your house clean? Would you shower and put a clean cloth? I guess we would. And even we will prepare a meal for our visitor. Jesus is a person coming to us. John said in Revelation, where we read, at verse 7, "Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the person who keeps the word of my prophecy written in the scroll." Jesus is coming soon. There is no better time to give your life to God than now. Because tomorrow might be too late. Matthew 25 from verse 31 says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from one as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you came to visit me. Think about this, and go home with it, and work it out. As we wait the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us come to the river of life for cleansing, for healing. River of life as well gives hope. It gives peace. It gives happiness. And it gives us joy. His joy given to us will always be our strength. Today, would you drink the water that the woman that was drawing water from the well, the water that the world would give? Or would you drink this water Jesus Christ is talking about? That if we drink, we would thirst no more. You may be going through difficult things right now. Hopelessness, helplessness, brokenness, deserted, ignored, gnashing your teeth in pain, loneliness, hungry. But there is going to be a better day. When I was in school at Cambridge, some of us did 8 weeks social contact placement at Addenbrooke's Hospital. I happened to serve at Elderly Frailty Ward, end of life. I happened to meet with a lovely lady who was diagnosed with having a brain tumor all over her brain. It cannot be operated upon. One day, I went to visit her, to touch her, and to see if I can minister to her. And I asked her, what did you think when the doctor told you this? She replied, I said, to God be the glory. I didn't say that, but I thought to myself, I don't think that I would have said that. I told her to explain, and she went on to explain, if I am healed, to God be the glory. If I die, I will be with the Lord. To God be the glory. What a faithful woman. What a help. In 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 4, Naaman went and dipped himself into Jordan 7 times, as the man of God told him. Why? Because he wanted his body to be restored and to be clean. This exactly happened. And the Bible says that his body became clean like a young boy. River of life. The power of God flowing among us. The river of life is still available, waiting patiently for each and every one of us. Why wait for tomorrow? Come and drink that living water which Christ has given to us. And he has promised us that we'll thirst no more. God said in Revelation 3 verse 20, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears me and open the door, I will come in and I'll eat with that person and they will eat with me too. Amen.